Taoiseach.
All right, just one question for the Taoiseach, please. You over there.
Taoiseach, I just want to ask you, are the water charges a betrayal of the Irish people?
Well, we very much regret the introduction of water charges due to the destruction of the economy by Fianna Fáil and the ruination of Easter by Sinn Féin. Through no fault of our own, we are in power now, and the Troika has ordered us to bring in these water charges simply because the people went mad borrowing water. That's the end of it.
Collins!
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Mr. Moyes will make a short statement now. There will be a translation for foreign media throughout. No questions. David?
Thank you. It's disappointing to have to leave this club sooner than I would have hoped.
I loved this job right up until I was fired by Twitter.
The scale of the manager's job at Manchester United was immense.
There was nothing I could do to stop this car crash from happening.
We committed to the process of the building that's required for the future of the club.
The team Alex Ferguson left me comprised of a dozen pensioners and Wayne Rooney, a man whose idea of a quiet night in is six cans and a 46-year-old.
I'd like to thank my coach and staff for their dedication and loyalty throughout the season.
The chaps putting out the cones were great, apart from Judas Giggs. I hope he gets hit by a bus.
I wish Ryan well in the interim. He showed great respect for me.
Giggs treated me like a brother.
In my short time at the club, I learned what a special place Old Trafford is.
I hope I never have to return to this dump.
And of course, my gratitude to the fans who supported me throughout the season.
Your lukewarm devotion warmed me to the bottom of my nothing.
I wish you and your club all the best for the future.
I hope you have to play in the Europa League for the rest of time.
Finally, I've always believed that a manager never stops learning throughout his career, and I look forward now to the next chapter in my own life.
I now walk away with £4 million for practically destroying a corporation. Don't worry about me. With that record, I'll be running a bank in no time.
Thank you.
F*** you.
Joining me here in the nesting garden is that fearless observer of nature, John Waters. You're very welcome to the programme, John.
Well, hold on. You just have me here because you think I'm for the birds. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Derek? Isn't that what your agenda here?
You and I are both for the birds, John. That's why we invited you here. Anyway, as you can see, some of these birds are busy feathering their nest in the RT garden.
Hold on. What exactly are you implying, Derek?
Nothing at all, John. I'm just making an observation.
What's that sound?
Ah, well, those are just my tits.
I can hear them tweeting. Are they tweeting?
That's what birds do, John.
I bet they're tweeting about me.
No, they're not. Birds don't tweet about you, John. Come on.
No, this is where you're wrong, and this is where the whole establishment is wrong. They do. Mm. They do. They're tweeting about me, and
no.
I bet they're on Facebook too, and the social media, and all the rest. It's a witch hunt out to get John Waters.
Well, you might find this very difficult to believe, John, but the birds aren't concerned about you. They just want to eat and drink and find a nice place in your hair to nest.
But you see, this is what you don't understand.
What?
This is the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like the editor of the Irish Times. You don't take me seriously. Everybody's out to get me. Everybody and everything.
Really?
I was walking down the street the other day in Dublin,
right.
and a dog barked at me.
A dog?
And two bicycles went by and shouted abuse at me. There was nobody on them. There was just a bicycle's abusing me.
Yeah, but I'd say that dog barks at everybody who passes, John.
No, that dog, you see, was an Irish Times dog, and I don't mean a lovely Douglas Gageby dog of the bygone days, but a modern, cultural, neoliberal, myhome.ie sort of dog.
Well, sure, now you're barking yourself, John.
No, I'm not. The dog was. And that's just part of the RT agenda.
Anyway, you want to talk about invertebrates, an interesting branch of animal kingdom, it has to be said.
Yes.
Did you know the vast majority of animals are invertebrates, like insects, worms, jellyfish?
And Patsy McGarry.
Sorry, excuse me?
Patsy McGarry is an invertebrate.
I think you'll find he's a homo sapien, just like you and me. Definitely a vertebrate.
No. You see, that's typical of Orty's liberal agenda.
What?
Everybody knows Patsy McGarry is an invertebrate. He has no backbone. But I am the only one who is brave enough to say it. And it's typical of the irredeemably immoral culture which I've had to confront
every day. John, you're cuckoo. Absolutely cuckoo if you think I'm going to swallow all of this rubbish. I thought we were here to talk about invertebrates.
You're a snake. You're a snake moon. You're a slimy worm. And you're a homo...
Hold on a second. What did you just say? What did you say, John?
I was going to say homo sapien. But of course, being from the media, you assumed I was going to say something else. You're implying something else. You're all out to get me.
Anyway, if you want to win some Mooney's money, here's the number to call.
Nobody uses phone numbers anymore.
Oh, shut up, John.
No, I won't be silent.
Stop it, John.
Silent.
Your voice is causing my tits a great deal of pain.
Happy birthday to you!
Very nice.
House of the Labour members of Cabinet to host a joint birthday party for the Taoiseach and I.
It was recommended by my department. We thought it would be cheaper.
That's my boy, howling now.
Shut up, jealous.
It is a bit of a pity, though, that the only way we could keep Eamon in the country was by offering him free cake.
You ungrateful bitch. I brought you some nice Clarins from the airport, John.
She'll need more than that. She makes Claire Daly look like Cameron Diaz.
Pigs.
Thank you.
By the way, I don't think it was necessary to cut the number of candles on my cake. There's only 41. Well, I'm 59.
Well, it wasn't actually Howland who put the candles there, Thornish. It was me.
Why? You ran out of candles for your own cake, was it?
What?
I mean, you need a lot more than I do, given that you're now 63.
My age was frozen back at the 2007 election along with my fringe when I was a young man in my early 60s. You see, the thing is, the candles on your cake aren't there to represent your age, Thornish.
No? So what do they represent?
The number of supporters the Labour Party has left.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Tin a lilt, anyone? No. Oh, I got you a present, by the way. There you go.
Oh, what is it?
Tis a row with Phil Hogan over the deadline on deciding the water charges.
Oh, fantastic idea. Can I try it out now?
Yes. We'll decide the tariff at Cabinet in the next 10 days.
We won't be bound by any timetable, admit it.
Yes, you will, and you'll like it.
No, we most certainly will not.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Taoiseach. It's lovely, and it'll make many headlines to please our 41 voters. Here, I got you an election slogan.
Oh, an election slogan, was it? Vote Fine Gael. Isn't that the sort of thing you say during an election? Wasn't that one rabbits, wasn't it?
It was, but I'm giving it especially to you now, my birthday buddy.
Ah, thanks very much, Eamon. Come here to me.
Oh, there's no need to end.
Awkward.
Right. Let's cheer ourselves up with a game of pin the tail on the Bruton.
Yay! This is my favourite sport.
Let me go first with a lovely rusty needle.
This week, my travels took me to Seamus Heaney Airport, formerly Dublin Airport, where a wee tapestry had been commissioned from a Czech artist and woven in France, showing that Irish artists, like the Irish Revenue, aren't to be trusted with Bono's money. The tapestry, an obvious fire hazard, looked like an ad for a children's literary competition, but was launched by Paul Simon, who now has a face that would make Joan Rivers wince. We then travelled to the National Concert Hall, where Paul played his hits The Sound of Seamus and Bridge Over Seamus Heaney for President Michael D. Higgins, who is imprisoned at the NCH for 3 months a year as punishment for being elected First Citizen. As the high seriousness of the evening threatened to put me to sleep, I suddenly heard the words When Hope and History Rhyme for the millionth time this year and was driven into such a rage, I pulled out my megaphone and started shouting excerpts from my novel at the assembled artistes like a member of the NASTI Teachers Union. Then I unicycled back into the warm embrace of Montrose and I felt existential questions forming in my mind. Would anyone ever read my novel? How do you get into Eas Dona? And will someone just admit that the words hope and history simply don't rhyme? A titular, me shizami.
Out of the city. That's my book. Out now in all good bookshops. Some existential ones.
Yes. A study has shown that multinationals only pay 2.2% corporation tax here. With me is Michael Noonan.
Good afternoon, Vincent.
Good evening, you mean.
Adding to call us a tax haven is ridiculous.
Well, of course it is. Tax havens either have fantastic weather and beaches and all that sort of thing, or fantastic public services like Switzerland. And we have neither.
But I don't know how any of that is relevant.
Minister, we don't mind the government being sneaky, but at least do it right. 2.2%. That's a corporate handout. Huh? If it was a beer, it would be a shandy.
No.
I put it to you, Minister, that you are giving corporations hand shandies.
You can't be saying things like that in the year 2014, now, Vincent.
Right, we've run out of time. Thanks to that, Michael Noonan. Finally, let's take a look at what it says on election posters. Vote Fine Gael, we trample on your dreams, not your shrubbery. Vote Sinn Féin, we oppose taxes on water and diesel. Vote People Before Profit. Because we're broke, and so are you, except for Richard Boyd Barrett III. Fianna Fáil's poster, We made the boom, now enjoy the bust. Because we have a big quota of girls. The Green Party, have a look at this. The slogan is, we're really, really sorry. Also, if you thought the crash was bad, you're all going to die horribly of really, really balmy summers over the next 150 years.
Right.
And finally, due to election rules, it's one for the independents. This is Ronan Mullen's poster. Vote Mullen for Europe. Or further away, if possible. That's it for now. Thank you. Bye.
Callan's Cakes!
OK, everyone, come along. There's the bell. Come on, Brustigart.
Here, Morphy, you ginger little scut. Give us your lunch money or I'll flush your head down the jacks again.
Leave me alone or I'll tell.
Oh, Murphy's going to tell. Kick him in the head for me, Johnner. Hold on, what is going on here?
Nothing, sir.
No. Murphy? Murphy, what was going on?
Nothing, sir.
Right, very good. Get to your classrooms now. We have to get them ready for the children coming back in on Monday.
Oh, God, no. Is Easter over already?
Watch your tongue, Kylie.
What did I say, sir? What?
There'll be no more talk of God around here by order of the minister.
Hello, Ran speaking.
How's it going, Giggsy? It's Roy.
Oh, hi, Roy.
I was just inquiring about the assistant manager position if you get the big job.
I'm glad you called, Roy. You've got a proven track record, yeah. Good relations with players and press, calm under pressure.
Yeah, that's it. That's me, all right. When can I start?
Whenever England are knocked out of the World Cup.
What's England in the World Cup got to do with it?
Well, I thought you wanted to concentrate on managing England until the World Cup is over.
F*** sake, Giggsy. I don't even sound like that, Roy. It's Keno here. Roy Keane. Hello?
Hi, this is Ryan here. I can't come to phone right now, and if you're Roy Keane, we kicked you out of here 10 years ago. Don't even think about it.
No, don't hang up, Giggsy. Just you think about it. The dream team back again, me in the engine room with butts and scores, you firing the bullets, class of 92.
Are you forgetting something, Roy?
No, I've cleared it with Teresa. She'll be delighted we came back to Manchester.
No, I'm talking about Ireland.
Ireland? What about Ireland? What do you mean?
Well, I know what your country means to you, Roy. You're not the type of man to walk out in your country, are you?
You should be very careful now, Giggsy. So, what do you say? Assistant manager or what? Don't be messing me around like...
No, sorry. Nicky Butt's got that position.
Nicky Butt? You're joking me. All right, first team coach.
Scholesy and Phil Neville.
Second team coach, then.
Taken.
Third team coach, then. What?
Taken. Roy, you're out of order here.
What?
If you were to be on staff, I'd have to take up some references. I'm sure you wouldn't mind me approaching Sunderland or Ipswich.
You're trying to wind me up here, Giggsy. You're trying to start something here.
See, Roy, I need someone as a permanent assistant manager who never loses the cool and never gets provoked.
But f*** you, Giggsy. You're only a f***ing...
Someone I can rely on to bite the tongue. Someone who never flips out.
Well, why don't you go and f*** yourself, Giggsy? You're a f***ing player and you're a f***ing manager.
Besides, already have a replacement.
What?
Come in, mate.
Hope I'm not interrupting you. It's nice to
you
see you again, Giggsy, mate.
You're joking me! Are you f***ing serious? You shower of c***s! You f***ing shower of bastards!
Hi, this is Dr. Riley here, Minister for Bad Breaking. You can listen back to Callan's Kicks on the RT Radio Player for free, unless you're in a hospital where the only thing that's free is the morgue, until I figure out a way of charging for it. Back after the break!
Hello there. I know you haven't seen or heard from me in some time. Not in The Independent, in The Times or The Mirror, although you'll never see me in The Mirror. But with the days getting ever so longer and whiter, you won't see me, but I am there, lurking in the shadows, in the twilight, forever and ever.
Callan's Cakes!
Kevin has just dropped in our diary for the week, Vicky-Lean.
My diary, my love. Let's see. The opening of the Ballyhadrine butter-making festival.
I can perform Maud Gone for them.
Unveiling a plaque for bird watchers. Afternoon tea with the ICA. Oh, and look at this on Thursday. The freedom of...
Paris?
Cork.
Oh.
I know.
I think I'm washing my hair Thursday.
It's not even a proper city. Oh, this trap is beneath one. No keynote speeches, no opportunity to quote Heaney or to do my new accent. No, one is simply not amused.
Oh, here's a good one.
Yes.
To mark the 450th birthday of my Shakespeare.
Our Shakespeare,
An invitation to the opening of Macbeth. I mean, the Scottish play in the Abbey.
Oh, the Abbey! Perhaps one could have a 21-gun salute and a procession and open carriages through the park, maybe with a banquet in Dublin Castle afterwards.
And I could recite Molly Bloom's soliloquy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Oh, no, 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 no. How am I expected to go from Windsor Castle to some drafty community centre with their soggy sandwiches, their low IQs and milky cups of tea? Oh, it is very upsetting and humiliating for one.
Oh, Michelina, Cree, rest yourself there now in my lap, my little Manine, and let us dream our dreams.
I suppose I have been overworked lately.
That's it, my little Manine. Sleep soundly.
It is quite a terrific sight. His Excellency President Michael D. Higgins and his wife, Lady Sabina, opening the Granite Pumpkin Festival. This magnificent presidential state coach with the initials MDH in gold being pulled by 8 horses wearing feathered plumes. And as we watch, I'm reminded of the great words of Edmund Burke. And look at the Marie Antoinette outline of her magnificent first lady.
And the Sun King himself, around whom the entire world revolves.
Oh, I would like to thank everyone at the West End for this Olivier Award. You love me. You really love me.
Kevin, there's a royal family in Luxembourg. You should go to visit them. Or Holland. Or Denmark.
Just retired? Too ill to get up your stairs? Why not try the all-new Golden Handshake Stair Lift? Just ask Angela how we changed her life.
Since I became the first sick person in history to check out of rehab, I thought I'd never see the upper stories of my mansion again. But I was wrong.
Angela's illness means she can't climb stairs with such heavy weights.
Over the years, carrying my heavy salary up marble staircases has really taken its toll on me. Not to mention my altitude sickness from flying around in helicopters, skiing, and mounting my high horses.
Made from reinforced titanium steel with a safety belt capable of securing up to 3 tons, the Golden Handshake Stairlift can really raise Angela up.
Before, I was afraid of tumbling down the marble steps, hitting my head against the ivory in the teak banister, and ending up seeing Michelin stars. But now I can laugh my head off all the way to the safe on the second floor.
Golden Handshake Stair Lifts, available only to bespoke clients with the loot to match the lift.
Come on, Gronje. Nick that skinny latte and let's get into Brown Thomas. There's a new Hermes handbag in. Fabulous. But let's drop into Massimo Dutti first, like. God, we haven't been up that end of Grafton Street for, like, ages.
I know. But it was, like, a no-go area, right?
Yeah, well...
All those empty premises and mobile phone shops.
Yeah, well, thank God that's all over. Like, it's, like, all full occupancy up there now. And, like, not a Corky's in sight.
Yeah.
Even HMV is back, so it's, like, retro cool, you know? Maybe it's just, like, last night's Prosecco talking. But it's kind of like the whole recession thing never actually happened.
I know. The sun is shining, unemployment is down.
My house is worth, like, so much.
The government is talking about tax cuts.
I know. It's like nothing bad actually happened at all. It's like it was all, like, a bad dream.
A bad dream from which we learned literally nothing.
Spare change. Can you spare a few bar for the hostel, ladies, please? I'm not in drugs or anything, like, I'm just from the countryside. I used to have my own business, but...
Oh, my God, I love the country accent. Don't you, Sinead? It's very Burberry. Come on, let's see if the new range is in.
Okay, but I need to be home by 6, yeah?
Bah.
I've got a man coming to replace the old wood in my decking.
What's he going to do with the rotten stuff?
I don't know. Hide it under the new deck and never speak of it again, I suppose.
Fabulous.
Coming up on Irish television over the longest Easter ever and running right into summer, Gay Byrne celebrates the First World War and Anzac Day with yet another documentary, Gaybo's War Diary.
And I say, friends, let us never forget this day when hordes of Australians threw themselves onto a beach only to get absolutely slaughtered. Much like the Irish Lugermans living down there right now. I also travelled to Gallipoli in Turkey to find it is now a holiday resort completely owned by Irish divorcees looking for young Turks to tame their shrew and so on and so forth, so to speak, as it were, hither and thither and yonder and beyonder. Well done indeed.
Then Shane Ross brings us 2014, the shoutiest year on record.
Yes, this is Shane Ross here, shouting about the shoutiest moments in Irish history. The iftars, where the audience shouted for the dinner for 6 hours. The ASTI conference, where they even used megaphones to drown out Rory Quinn. And even me, in Doyle Aaron, shouting things to make them sound more important, monumentally.
Over on TV3, there'll be a weekly roundup of the internet with George Hook.
Tonight we look at Waterford Whispers, whose hilarious piss takes of the dying celebrities and natural disasters have brought internet discourse to a new height. Also, Facebook, our list of inspiring quotes really content. And should you be allowed to leave comments there if you can't spell, use punctuation or have a sense of humour? God knows I can't even switch on Google.
Also, there will be The Late Late Show, The Rose of Tralee, and all RT programmes trying desperately to get Shane Fallon's next single to chart. Irish television. Sure, where else would you get it? Seriously, where else would you get it?
Well, this is it. The final of The Voice of Ireland. Tonight, one of our four remaining contestants will win the chance to make a record that will be completely ignored by the Irish public. Now, our judges are still here. Woohoo!
This chair would look really great in a caravan.
Big shout out to Clontarf for winning the rugby league.
I'm just glad that I'm here and not Nicky. Haha, in your face.
This is so fabulous. Do you know what I mean? So, Brezzy, what's been your highlight of the last few months?
Probably Ireland winning the Six Nations.
Okay. Cian, now you don't actually have an act in this final. Is that indicative of how much you've lost interest in the contest?
Yeah, I suppose it is, like, though, to be honest. I was never that pushed either way. You know, the thing is, though, I'm the king of the jungle now. So I'm on record and I'm beating Nicky in the Fantasy Football League. So that's all that matters.
Dolores, first year on the show.
What are you saying, like, catching, is it?
You've brought so much to this competition. Not least a timely reminder that even famous people from Limerick are quite intimidating.
Formerly famous people, come on
you
now.
You shut your mouth, you Sligo f***. Yeah,
let's hear it for our judges.
Hurry up, I have to get home to do the ironing and put the babies to bed.
Coming up after the break, we'll have the contestants whose names I've already forgotten.
Lovely Claire, fancy running into you here. Are you doing a bit of shopping?
Oh, hi, Miriam. Yeah, I had to bring something back to BT.
Too small for you, yeah.
So I just thought I'd pop in here to get a few bits for the baby.
You're not looking at the SMA there, are you, Claire? Because genuinely, that's not the way to go. Have you tried the Aptamil?
No, Patrick likes the SMA.
And you're not putting him in those nappies, are you? Take it from me, Claire. You want to get an organic nappy system, especially now that you have another one on the way. Of course, they're very expensive, but they're very efficient for eight.
Well, we've only...
I hear you, Claire. Only two. It's hard to know what to do then, Claire, isn't it? With a freakishly small brood like that. You'd wonder if it's worth putting them in nappies at all.
Anyway, I'm in a bit of a hurry, Miriam, so I'll just grab this.
Genuinely, Claire, put it down.
Give it to me.
Let Miriam... Go, but... Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, just...
No. All right, stop that there now, ladies. Stop throwing things around. Get up off the floor or I'll call the guards.
SMA rules.
Stop!
Genuinely!
Stop! All right, calm the guards! I've two women fighting the floor. They're out of control!
The year is 2022. The economy is booming again. They're calling it the Celtic Phoenix. And for Ireland's most eligible married man, middle-aged life is good. Amy, I'm off to make my farewell speech to the Lispol ICA B division. I'm not even bringing my notes with me this time.
Oh, you finally know it off by heart, honey buns.
Well, if you can learn lines, so can I, sweetums. Until his teenage daughter, Sadie, brings home every father's worst mare.
Dad, meet my new boyfie, George Jr. Jr.
WTF.
Hello, Brian. I believe you know my grandfather.
Yeah.
He says you were the most overrated centre in the modern game.
Really?
Are those cakes for your imaginary friends, Mrs. O'Driscoll? I'd be tempted if it wasn't for my gout.
Oh.
It's genetic.
The hilarious new play, Breaking Bod, at the Gaiety now.
Welcome along to Wet Erin. Well, after a dry and mostly sunny Easter weekend, an area of low pressure will move across the country from Sunday evening, and this will bring some rainfall. About €240 worth of water is expected to fall in the west, with scattered amounts in the region of €150 expected in the Midlands. A fixed rate of €200 worth of water will be widespread in the south and east overnight, gradually clearing towards lower rates in the region of €75 or so by morning. Overall, rainfall amounts will be average for October 2014, and current indications are that they will not rise above €400. Good night.